Hello, welcome to Vapor and Juice TV. This is the Connor Cantle Show. I'm sitting very close to you.
This is cozier than usual.
Move my chairs back a little bit. So, how you been, anyway?
I'm very good.
How are you? I'm still quite close.
Yeah.
I wonder how this will look on... Isn't this like the wrong thing to wear?
I'm probably going to ruin the green screen.
Yeah. There's a massive shadow around you. Okay, so it's an interesting week. So, I say that as just a random word to use as a filler word.
Have you had a good week?
Yeah, thank you. I'll vote for the request, yeah.
Good.
I'll change you over next week. Someone else is more polite. I had a cold, actually. I've got to manage to get it from... it's like... Vape shops must be the place where cold spread the most. People go, oh, can I ever go on your vape? And I'm really conscious when I've come back after being really ill at the weekend, I'm just grabbing members of staff's vapes and just... And there's no one into work next week.
And nobody wants to go, no.
No,
Nobody's going to do that to you.
I'd rather you didn't touch that. Although I felt...
Actually, don't.
Because we turned our basement of one of our stores in Southend, into our office. We've turned our basement into an office in Southend for our e-commerce stuff, for our digital, and for doing crap like this. So for me, getting a cold was like the first office cold.
Oh, so everyone's got it now, have they?
Well, no, it was just really exciting for me, really. I felt like it was one of those things whenever they go, tell me about your experience as a businessman. What are your sort of key achievements? And I say, well, I developed an office. I created an office, and I got a cold from a member of staff. So I felt like it actually had something. It wasn't just, I'm not just playing it.
It was like a major talking point.
I'm playing a vape. I'm actually doing something real. So, that's been... And then I burst tire twice. That was really irritating.
Twice.
Yeah. So I got a bike. I've been trying to cycle more. I've been trying to be healthier. And this is really nothing to do with vaping. And I was got a burst tire, and I didn't really know what to do with it. Everyone was like, I'll get a puncture repair kit, which I'm never going to use. And I went to a little bike shop around the road. They repaired my tire, and I cycled about 5 minutes away from the office. And about 25 minutes away from home, and the tyre burst again. So I had to push the bike in the cold and dark. And I left my phone in the office, which is actually a really liberating experience, not having my phone for an evening. So I pretended for a while to the wife that I'd chosen to have a No Mobile Monday, was what I called it to her. I'm doing No Mobile Monday. And she says, oh, that's amazing. She always says I was using my phone a lot, which is bad. So No Mobile Monday until one of the guys in the office said, oh, by the way, Mason left his phone in the office. Yeah, so I got rumbled. But I read a book. I read my 9-month-old boy, I read him The 1-Minute Leadership Guide. And I talked to him about smart goals. So I thought that was much more informative for him than Dougie the dog.
Was he setting you goals? Or were you
No, I was just talking to him about goals, really, while trying to stop him from wriggling off the bed. seemed to be having a good time. I was doing it in a voice, though. Kathy said goals are important to be strategic and realistic, attainable and trackable. And I think by doing that voice, it made it sound like it was a nice book.
I need to see if I can send you the audiobook version that I listened to.
The
voices were hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, so it's one guy like narrating the whole story, and then when it comes to like a girl's voice, he's like, oh, this one also.
So this is the business side of the Cotton Candle Show, to talk about leadership. I thought I'd buy a book on leadership and learn more about leadership. Tell me about the vaping world this week.
So, vaping news. We've got Nottingham Council have banned its employees from vaping whatsoever on their site.
Just ban them.
Yeah, don't want
sack you. Sack Lynn for being a vapor.
My firing squad for vaping.
On their grounds?
On their grounds, yep.
They obviously banned smoking on their grounds, I assume?
Yes, they have. But it's all employees, customers, visitors, contractors, volunteers, any visitors. And not allowed.
Any particular reason they started that for?
They want a...
It's a gateway drug to heroin. And they're fed up with the amount of heroin that's potentially going to be used by children impressed by the fancy colours of modern heroin on the Nottingham site. No, go on. What's their reason?
Because they want people smoking. And that...
Can you sue someone? Are smokers or nicotine consumers... They're not protected people, are they? I mean, I'm not going to try and compare them to Native Americans, at what point can you say you are prejudicing me for my choice in life?
It's hard, isn't it? Because you've got one argument, which is
private property; they can say what they like.
Yeah, if it's on their grounds, but they are.
This means everyone's going to stand by the entrance to their grounds and still congregate. They just don't like. It's just non-smokers and people who've never had a foot in the game, finger in the game, oar in the game, toe in the water,
toe in the
a biscuit in
the
tin,
in the game.
Skin in the game. That's it. Skin in the game. A biscuit in the tin. It's because these people have never had a biscuit in the tin. They don't care. These evil people. You see them around. They look very uptight. Watch out for them.
No biscuit.
I'd like to ban non-vapors from... Well, this could go bad. From public spaces. No, I don't. Just ignore that
some
one.
Some weird swimming pools. Yeah, there.
Some swimming pools. Well, maybe smoke. But yeah, they often just don't want people to congregate, do they? They think it looks untidy, it looks bad. That's the reality of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's middle management with nothing better to do when they finish their health and safety briefs. What else can I do? I know what I'll do. I'll ban vapors.
It's a bit harsh. It is a bit harsh.
Are they banning people from consuming nicotine gum? Or it's just the cloud they don't like, isn't it? It's just the cloud.
It's probably the cloud.
Because they're not banning anyone from having... Sorry, excuse me, just check before you walk past. Have you got a nicotine patch on you? Just pat you down there. Oh, hang on. Yeah, sorry.
Get out.
Sorry. Join the smokers out the front. It's the cloud. They don't like the cloud.
Yeah. But it's weird because you're seeing this now, but then you're also seeing at the same time that the NHS are saying, yeah, feel free to...
Yeah, so the National Health Service says, yes, we don't want you to smoke on premises, but we're happy for you to vape because it helps you quit. Nottingham Council, with all their wisdom, going, nah, I think we know a little bit more than you guys do. Okay, fine. We're opening in Nottingham soon. We're opening up our first CBD shop. The CBD specialist shop is in Grantham in Lincolnshire, coming soon. It's on the high street. It's called the CBD Dispensary. We'll still stock your usual range of vape-induced e-liquid products and hardware because there's a good crossover. But shameless plug. Shameless plug, but we'll be stocking a wide range of CBD products in Grantham. It's not a million miles away. Yep. Probably is actually much. For someone in Essex, it doesn't seem like, oh, yeah, it's quite close, isn't it? They just they get the horse and cart across.
That seems, for me, that seems miles away.
I'm going to Thetford tomorrow. I'm going to Norfolk. It's 2 hours, 2 minutes away.
Well, from here?
Yeah. I thought it was a lot closer than that.
So that's 4 hours for me.
Yeah, it's a long way. It's
plenty of trek.
Yeah. You're against that idea, aren't you? Yeah. Fine. What have you got here, actually? I've seen this. You've been waving this around. What is this?
This is the Zell 2.
It's the Zell 2.
Zell 2 pod system.
How does it work?
So you've got a little fire button on the side. So it's not one of these puff activate ones, which I prefer. I think it's nicer.
Is that airflow adjustable?
Yeah.
A little adjustable airflow?
Yes and no.
It's barely adjustable airflow.
Well, when you've... Even when it's...
You hate airflow open.
I hate airflow.
You had it closed.
I don't want it.
Let's get it open. Let's see what happens.
This is the problem. So when you have it really like closed off completely, it's still like super airy.
On what planet is it super airy?
Yeah, but you're like lung hitting it. So like okay. It's a mouth to lung. Way too much air.
Yeah, that's too airy. Okay, hang on. So
I'll close it all off.
Completely close it off.
Completely close it off. Mouth to lung.
Was it 3 mg in there? 6 mg?
That is doozy salts again.
Okay, so that's why I think it's the lowest. It's 3, but with a 20 hit. Yeah, okay. Nice flavour. Like doozy.
It's nice.
It's quite a nice bit of kit, actually.
Yeah.
What's that like? Kind of some sort of carbony, metal-y, plasticky?
It's like brushed.
Brushed
carbony steel.
Brushed plastic.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's one of them.
Micro USB, upside down. Interesting.
I like that though.
Really? Yeah. It's more flat surface.
Yeah.
Why is it that I consider that upside down? This is the, there you go, you can see there. That is, in my head, upside down. Why?
Is there anything else with a USB so we can compare? Never mind.
Hang on.
Put it in the comments. Do you think that is upside down?
Is that upside down? That
normal side down?
And what is this little... Is this where the coil goes in here?
So this thing... So you just grab hold of this sucker.
Oh, crap.
There you go. And then that's the pod out.
So it's a pod system.
Here's a pod system.
You might reset 1.6 ohm. Where'd you get it from?
I got sent it to try. That was a freebie.
That's magnetic.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Those of you follow me know I like a magnetism. Movement.
My only...
Magnetic movements.
It's nice.
Mostly... It's nice. Freebie. Who makes it?
Zell 2.
Oh, so they are the company themselves, not just the name?
Yeah, they reached out.
They reached out.
Reached out.
Touched base.
Vis-a-vis.
So keep an eye out for Zell 2. They may reach out and touch base with you anytime soon. So you a fan of this?
I like it. A couple of complaints. Small complaints.
Careful, because I don't want to get a freebie as well.
Yeah.
No, go on. Another one, just slam them.
So these pods, they look really nice. I don't know how much these cost yet.
Yeah, your laptop's probably showing off the pod right now.
Yeah. So that's the pod. I think it looks really nice, and they've done a good job to make sure the tolerances are tight. But I don't know how much these go for, but I imagine they're going to be quite expensive.
There's quite a lot of kit going on involved in there, isn't it? Yeah. Because obviously the pod is the...
That's the whole thing.
So the airflow.
You bin the lot.
You refill it, though, I assume. Obviously.
It is refillable, but once that coil was dead after...
So the coil's the coil down there, isn't it?
Yeah, right at the bottom. But once that's dead, you've got to throw the whole thing away. And I think you
it's
might be
It's quite wasteful,
paying...
isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. You're going to be paying a lot for something that you are just going to... inevitably bin.
That and that is the problem, isn't it? I mean, it's to make these coils, to bring the price down for coils. But this is the problem with a lot of pod systems, is the coils. What was the one that came, they came and went. They came to visit us. They were that new type of e-cigarette kit.
Oh, USoniSig.
USoniSig, right? They came and saw us last year, and nice guys and girls, but I just didn't see the need for it. And we kind of did, we dismissed it and said, no, not really. A few people have felt 3 months later try to sell it, and I didn't see it. It's not really stuck around, is it?
I'm seeing them on a couple of distributors' websites, but I don't know how well they're
going. I don't see them
going.
In hand.
I think people are buying them because they're so, like maybe they're saying because it's new, so
new let's
try it. But the way it works is you've got a little coil in it, and it just vibrates.
Yeah,
it vibrates at such a high frequency that it then heats and creates a vapor rather than.
The problem with them was their pod systems or their coils were a bit like this almost, in so much that they had so much tech attached to it.
Gadgets.
And in order to bring we all know that with an RDA, it's so cheap to change the coils because it's just the cotton and the coil.
Yeah.
The cotton and the canthal. or stainless steel or whatever, nickel chromide. But yeah, this is going to make it expensive because they've got to do all these things as well.
That's
a flaw.
Yeah, I just think it's very nice. Hopefully they're cheap and I'm wrong.
Yeah, hopefully.
But apart from that, it's really nice.
Let us know, Zell2. Nice bit of kit though, guys. Let us know.
Flavour's good.
Yeah.
1,000 mAh battery again.
1,000 mAh. It's not bad for a pod, is it?
No.
Was it the old iCares? They were, was it 500 or 550 or 600? Or was it 450?
Was it 650? To be honest, there's a lot of them. I'm seeing loads of, I get loads of mail shots about new pod systems. I'm seeing some as low as 200.
There you go, just film me trying to inhale without pressing the button. I know what I'm doing.
But yeah, as they go, I think the materials they've used are really quite nice.
It's nice and thin, isn't it?
Yeah.
So my dad used to wear the shirts with the little pockets in them and he put pens in them all the time. In fact, I was going through... Oh, double magnetism. Get this, guys.
It's actually triple.
Triple.
Sorry to interrupt. Pop that at the bottom. So we...
Oh!
That.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
That's like sex. So my dad used to have a number of shirts. Oh, Jesus. I'm just going to shoot off early in a second. Dry my pants. And he'd keep a pen in here and a bit of paper, which I always thought was, he thought was useful.
Yeah.
I thought it was terrible. But this is what you could do with that, isn't it? Maybe in about 4 years' time, I'm 40, so I could start doing that. Just pop it in there and then get that out.
Pop it out.
Have a little vape.
Yeah. That's cool. It's cool.
The light as well.
It lights up. And it has five different light settings to tell you. So rather than just going from it's on, no, you've run out of charge. It gradually tells you how much you've got left.
Nice. That's not cool. A bad bit of kit. That is
very cool.
We don't often do product reviews because we always feel often, if you do a product review, it's a bit shady when you then sell them. We aren't currently selling them, but that is quite cool. And you can make a decision yourself. Zell2 is the company. They're based in London. I say that because it says in the back, probably made in China. Or not. Don't sue us, guys.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We genuinely don't know. It's just banter, lads. But yeah, no, nice. Looks nice. Cool. So go on. So Nottingham are now the home of the nicotine Nazi. What else is going on in the world?
So more nicotine Nazis. South Australia have put through a online ban on vaping products.
South Australia.
Yeah,
but they said... South Australia.
South.
So that's not said like that. That's terrible. It's not the South Australia. South Australia.
I don't know what
taking so many times.
That is.
South Australia. South Australia.
Mate.
Yeah. So what they banned?
They've banned all online vaping sales.
All vaping.
So if you've got vaping companies in other territories, and if they're seen to be...
Not territories. So if you're in Brizzy... And you want to sell to South Australia.
And they get caught doing it, they're in trouble. Likewise, if you could have a company that's based in South Australia that then sells to other parts.
It's federal, isn't it, out there? Federally.
Yeah.
Because they banned the sale of nicotine, haven't they, for a while?
Yeah.
So we get a lot of guys from Australia. Big shout out to you guys. Who buy their nicotine products from us. Because it just doesn't cut it, the old zero down in Australia, South Australia.
Australia.
Where are they from? I don't know. Anyway, sorry, not naming customers. That's interesting. So they just banned all of them. Yeah. Quite a healthy country, Australia.
Yeah, and they plan to prosecute vendors selling products to South Australians.
So if you are in Northern Territory...
Yes.
Was that a South African impression? Yes. No. That's just... If I was in South Africa, if I was in Northern Territory and I was going to sell to South Australia, that was just awful. I just shouldn't be doing the accents.
Don't do that. We'll skip
God, this
accents.
Is shameful. Oh, God, edit this crap. So if you're in another state and you're selling to that state, who's going to get prosecuted, the receiver or the sender?
The vendor.
The vendor. I didn't say the vendor. The sender. The vendor sender.
The vendor sender is in trouble.
The vendor sender is in trouble. But it's different states' laws.
Yep.
So how can... I suppose you're not...
I don't think it's going to make sense.
Not that I know you're an expert of Australian legal system, but I would have thought... So they're banned. So if you... Trouble. So can you sell stuff in shops out there? Yeah, you can, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Just online?
Online is where it's a problem.
You're never going to get rid of the demand, though. It's like drugs, isn't it? You can keep prosecuting drug dealers. I mean, this is a grey area we're going to go into here. Let's get down the rabbit hole. You can prosecute dealers as much as you like, but if the demand is still there...
There will always be
another. You can't uninvent something, can you? That's the real problem. So if you could get rid of the demand and be tough on supply... where am I going with this? If you can get... Then you might have that gap where people go, don't really need drugs anymore. Mm. What are drugs? But while someone knows about drugs, and it's, you know, there's a 4 a.m. boxing match on, and it's a Saturday night, you know, they're probably going to want to ring up their local supplier of nicotine-based e-liquid products.
I think the only way that this is going to, they're actually going to be able to prosecute people is if somebody goes on the computer, buys some stuff, it turns up, and they go, oh, thanks for that.
I think it was transport.
And then they grass them up.
Transport them to back to the UK. That was how they used to punish.
All right. Sorry. It's been a long day, mate.
It's interesting. So we've been running this for 8 weeks now. So this bottle of e-liquid, which is jammed in here, has that gone darker? Is that fetching shade darker? So we'll keep tabs on this bottle. I've been monitoring this while we've been talking. And all I wanted to do was point this out. And it isn't as dark as I thought, but it's definitely getting darker. Let's see how this gets on in about episode 20.
I think it's sunlight, it seems to...
So, I don't want to cheat, though. I don't want to put it outside and cheat. I just change the liquid to something completely different. Oh,
just glue it to the door.
Oh, look, it's completely changed.
What's that?
That's fake blood spray. Oh, okay. So you can just...
I thought the label looked good.
No, I'll give it a go. Don't shake
it
up.
Put in your vape.
Ooh, okay, well, that's...
That's gone. The end of that.
So, well, that's not very good, is it? It's a little bit of blood in the bottom there. It's fake blood. I don't know where we're going to go with that, but yeah, we'll keep an eye on this.
Yep.
So, big news, keep an eye on.
Pop this
back in. Didn't get any blood. It's got some little circles. So that's South Australia sorted out.
That's that done.
Yep. So if you're in South Australia and you want to buy some e-liquid stuff online, come to vapeandjuice.com. Or go to one of your local good quality vendors, suppliers, dealers, e-liquid dealers. I like to call them, What else in the world of...
So it was obviously the expo that happened.
It was obviously recently. The expo. Yeah.
Obviously,
what did you like most about the expo?
I didn't go.
Didn't you go?
Well, no. The four.
I knew.
I didn't go, but apparently there was a fight.
I heard about this.
Did you see the video?
I haven't seen the fight video or the shameless video afterwards.
I saw the fight video. I didn't see the shameless one.
So, all right, tell me about what you saw in the fight video.
So, in the fight video, there was some people having a little bust up, and then
have some free Momo.
Then somebody, I saw a glass stand break. Somebody knocked it over.
Oh no!
And from a vendor who wasn't
trip
involved.
To IKEA, then.
apparently this guy wasn't involved, and he'd just come over to the UK to do the expo, and he had his displays broken. And then I think it was like two punches thrown.
Oh, it's not a fight.
No, but there was a few people involved, a bit of push and shoving.
And apparently there's a company involved. Oh, they're saying they're not involved, but so. I'm not actually going to mention the brand's name because they've utilised this as... It'd be like, oh, we're not involved, but meanwhile, we're selling our new berry liquid. And I think that's shameless. You should be ashamed of yourself.
That was bad because I saw...
Don't mention the name. Sure, let's place their name to...
Parsley Bruce.
Parsley... So Parsley Bruce put out on their... YouTube, where they went live, didn't they? On their live Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think the boss of Parsley Bruce said a couple of his reps were trying to hold people off.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like an apology video, like, oh, somebody lost their temper, like that. Like they were involved.
I didn't force her. in the video, can you see anyone from Parsley Bruce involved?
I don't think so.
Oh, so there's...
I don't think so.
They're just trying to... It's like stolen valor.
I think they've just hijacked it. Yeah. Just going like, oh, why are you here?
It's like, I reckon if you go on the website of Parsley Bruce, the LinkedIn profile, the boss, I bet he's got like the paratrooper wings on there or something. Like stolen valor. I know what it's like. We can say what we like about Parsley Bruce because...
they're not real.
Yeah. Stolen valor. That's what the... do you ever watch the SAS Who Dares Wins, the show?
I know, but I saw the clip. I think you're about to.
Yeah. And the guy's got on his LinkedIn profile, he was a paratrooper, and they went, oh, I didn't know we're brothers.
Brutal.
And he's just sitting there, just shitting himself, schmitting himself in case this YouTube is recording the audio I'm using. Or you just bleep it with like just a little comedy bleep. They just abuse him. You've heard of stolen valor? Which is the act of pretending you've gone through real hardship and bravery and the other stuff that people around you have died for, and in order to claim it, so you can get swipes on your Tinder, or connections on your LinkedIn. Yeah. Stolen Valor, Parsley Bruce. We know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And we're not going to buy you on your juice unless it's really nice, and then we probably will stock it.
Oh, I've tried a couple of them.
What do you think of them?
They said it's not the finished article.
Bros and Fairies. Right.
Yeah.
Bros and Fairies from Parsley Bruce.
It's quite nice.
Did you? Oh, you like the Bros and Fairies?
It was pretty good.
Well, maybe if we just launched our own line now called Parsley Bruce. Bros and Fairies. Speaking of trademark disputes, how are IVG getting on? Have you heard anything more on that?
No, I've not seen anything.
I'm still seeing their bottles with the millions on them.
Yeah.
And the word millions promoting a thing. But they, you know. People like them. Still feel bad for that guy, that company, that massive conglomerate. So,
I've not seen a single thing about that. So maybe they've forgotten, or they don't care.
So Vape Expo, you enjoyed yourself there.
Yeah, I had a great time.
You pretended you were there. Stolen valor. Just watch YouTube. Yeah, I was there. I was involved in that fight with Parsley Bruce.
We were all supposed to go.
Yeah.
And then there was another person.
I think I've got the. I got my South End United shirt. I thought I had my Greeny Heath stuff on. Greeny Heath, liquid your...
Dingy Queefs.
Dingy Queefs. Yeah, if you'll be familiar with the guy. He's a little gimp. Makes lovely liquids. We're supposed to go, but he's bought a new house. And he, after getting so excited that we could have a night away from the wives, let us down.
He just cancelled it.
He did cancel it, yeah.
Right.
Plastering his wall.
See yourself.
Plastering his trousers. Friday night, home on his own. But no, I didn't go. I find to be fair, a lot of the stuff in the business game of this vape market, there's a lot of products you've already seen anyway before it's even got to Vape Expo. Mm. They're already promoting it, so there's not. I don't often find a lot of new stuff. What they're really good for are for the unique products, aren't they? For the sort of the handmade, the skull ones, those sort of things. They're really good for that, and there's some really great vendors. If you've not been to one, if you're interested in some more customized products, really go and check them out because they are really good for that. There's some cracking vendors who make limited runs. There's a couple of Greek guys who make some test stations that we have in the stores. They make the skull mod as well. I think. Is it the skull mod he makes?
No, so he's got the another one.
Autopolis, Gianni Autopolis.
Yeah, the skull ones you're talking about are the Frankenskull.
Frankenskull ones, yeah. But you get they have sections with just real customized stuff, and there's some fantastic stuff. And those guys are well worth going to see, and you can get some great deals. And some people are a bit snidey, and they'll buy it, and they'll put it straight on eBay and make more money. But there are some really interesting stuff there. But I think for a lot of it, it's quite samey, and then it's just. A bit of a freebie fest, really.
It's really good for the for customers and people.
It's great for the consumer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Great for the consumer.
You get to see loads of stuff, you get to try loads of stuff, see some new things that are coming out as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, I had a look to see who was exhibiting, and to be honest, most of them were people that we'd already speaking to, buying from, selling to.
Aren't we great?
Look at us go.
All right. What's going on else in the world?
Skipped it. So Colorado, which was obviously the state.
South Park.
Yes, the famous South Park.
Speaking of South Park, I mentioned it last week. Tegree Farms. Watch it. South Park mentions vaping.
So they're going to crack down on teen vaping.
That does sound like a South Park episode.
It does.
It's got it written all over it.
And they're going to.
In fact, actually, they sell. Have you seen the episode?
Yeah.
So they start the Who is this Cartman selling vapes and Butters are selling vapes to kids, aren't they, in the playground? So carry on, yeah.
And then, yeah, so they're doing that and they're looking to ban flavoured e-liquid.
Again, which is just another a rule written by someone who's never vaped, who doesn't realise, oh, there's a workaround. So my philosophy is this, is they ban flavoured e-liquids. Which, again, if you're banning in the UK, they did it. I mean, this is very hypothetical because they're not talking about doing it. But if they did it, you're going to be talking about only the TPD liquids. And I would say tobacco is flavoured as well. And they go, oh, yeah, but not that one, not that one. It's like, well, why not that one?
It's a flavour.
Because keep you on tobacco flavours, you keep buying cigarettes in the future. But so that's a flavour. They're all made, it's not, you know, they don't crush up, you know, tobacco leaves inside of an e-liquid and stir it around. Hair of newt, eye of newt, whatever it is. So that's nonsense. And then for the zeros anyway, you can just get them flavoured. And if they go, no, ban anything you can put in an e-cigarette device, then you can't because you can get flavourings routinely for other products. I mean, I know there's the guys who make the Haribo cola flavourings, Greeny Heath have been contacting them. I'm going to get killed for saying that, but I can't bother to redo this whole video. That's a secret.
Your fate.
Please don't watch this episode. I was sworn to secrecy as one of his sources. But yeah, I mean, there are these big flavour houses and smaller ones. They make stuff for e-liquid big manufacturers as well. So you can't ban those flavourings. You can't ban someone sell flavourings. So you then sell zero and you go, hey, what flavouring do you want? Do you want a flavour shot of this or a flavour shot of this? Do you want me to do it for you? Boss, there you go. You've got flavoured e-liquids. It's utter nonsense. The only annoying factor is if it's a high VG, and it's a zero, will be zero. It's a lot longer for the flavour to mix in, isn't it? If you add the flavouring shot to it.
Yeah.
Unless, yeah, because you have to have pure flavouring and no.
Steep it. It's gonna. It does.
It's gonna. Especially for dessert flavours, it's gonna cause a problem. But
it's just crazy. I thought, especially from Colorado, when you've got that's quite a
you smoke weed
liberal
there.
State. That's where that all started, wasn't it? That
yeah.
Whole weed movement.
It's got you know. I would love to know the revenues. You've got to find this out for next week. What are the revenues of US cigarette sales? And where are they compared to like previous years?
Hmm.
Bit of information for you to find out. It's our little fountain next of information. Week. He does the research. I just talk.
Yeah, got Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watching the boxing this weekend?
Yeah.
Tony Bellew?
I've just gone off it. Boxing.
Gone off fighting?
No.
Equestrian now? Watching the big, the big equestrian.
Water polo.
The biggest dressage event this weekend.
I'm not that fast.
You like your mixed martial arts, don't you?
Yeah, and I really like watching the Glory kickboxing events and things like that.
What's Glory kickboxing?
It's like it's the new version of K1.
Okay. Almost. It's not a secret third leg weapon. Only fight in the mornings. Morning glory kickboxing. Only fight in the mornings. Fine, sorry, I'm digressing. Go on, well, so Colorado ban it. Have they cited any information as to why? For teen vaping?
Yep, they're saying that's the reason why, is because there's so many nice.
Are they going to ban...
Because it's so nice that children...
Why don't they ban mixers for alcohol as well, then?
Yeah, why don't you get rid of like...
The vodka Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You can never have the vodka diet, vodka neat. Oh, hang on, that's promoting Russian business. No, cancel that. Cancel the Russians. JD, just JD neat. Oh,
nice.
That's child's whiskey.
I quite like it. So Mr. Frank Canterbury hates it as well.
It's just child's whiskey.
It's just
nice. And a nice scotch.
Mm.
And then what you do is you get a nice scotch and you never drink it. You just leave it in the box and you go, I've got a nice scotch. That's what I've done. Went to Dubai, bought a massive bottle. Try to get Dubai back into the conversation. I bought a massive bottle in Dubai, and not in Dubai, at the airport going to Dubai. Didn't drink it there because it was too expensive to drink it. Like, even though I bought it, I felt like I was wasting it. And so it's still sat in a cupboard. Just, I've got this. This is the whiskey that I have.
It's money in the bank, that, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be impressive. It's going to be impressive one day.
Yeah.
Do you want a whiskey? Anyone? I've got a fancy whiskey here. And they go, oh, I'd love one of those. And then you just put it back in the cupboard, and you get out Bells.
You bought some fancy wine the other day.
All right, you know. Don't like to say this, but yeah, no, I bought lovely fancy wine. I always wanted to buy it. I've always wanted to know what an old wine tastes like. So I've got a wife. Whee! I wanted to know what an old wine tastes like. So I bought these ones from Belgium. They're from a wine merchant and from a geezer. Got one from a geezer in Belgium. loves it. Sells vapes to teens as well.
Flavoured.
And I bought a bottle of wine from 1966, red wine, and a bottle of wine from 1982, the year I was born.
Good year.
It was a fine year.
66.
82 is a good year as well. You won the Falklands War. So the last hurrah of the British Empire. I know there are bad parts of British Empire too.
This is probably the most inflammatory one we've done.
Yeah, okay. As long as you're not, actually, we've got a really good customer who's Argentinian, actually. I know of one personally. Chap in Hackney. His name's Diego. Hello, Diego. Probably not watching. Put him off. Should have called it the Malvinas. Anyway, I have no idea where I was going with this. Yeah, so I wanted to know what it tastes like. And I was like, yes, brilliant. They finally arrived. Got them out and I was Googling. I was like, how to prepare? Because I imagined, I'll take my time on this. There's a lot of elements of the pleasure.
Get cheese board.
I didn't get cheese board out. No, I just got a wine glass out. But I Googled it. Can I drink an old red wine? Can I drink an old red wine straight away? And it's like, no, you've got to wait 4 to 5 weeks having it standing upright so the sediment comes to the bottom. Uh-huh. So I couldn't drink it. So I went down to the Offie and bought a bottle of Red Plonk. Fiver, decent. And then the bottle's gone back in the wine rack on its side. So again, whenever I get it out, I've got to upright it.
You've got to sit there for another 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah. So I'm never going to drink it.
Just sieve it out.
That's why people keep wine forever. Especially old wine. It's one of the easiest investments to get, I reckon. You get a bottle of red wine, you get it, you think, I want to drink this. You can't drink it, so you put it back into a wine shelf, and you can't drink it until it's upright for 4 or 5 weeks. Who can wait 4 to 5 weeks with a bottle of alcohol on their countertop?
Can you just get something like a gauze or something? Just
I don't
hoof it in there.
I think it's supposed to blend nicely.
Yeah.
I will drink it at some stage.
Yeah.
I've got to be patient. And then I've got a cat. And cats, if anyone's got a cat, knows that if you put that there on the worktop, a cat sees that as a challenge and goes, no, this is my area. This is new.
Get rid of that.
And then he'll look at you and go, they'll stop for a while and go, what are you going to do about it? So wine isn't safe in my house. I can hear it at night time. I've been putting the cat's been waking up my child by just meowing at 5 a.m. He hasn't understood the whole body change of the clocks. Cats don't work that way.
No.
So I didn't realise this. Cats work very much on an all year round clock, GMT. They work to London GMT time, just normal. They don't have daylight savings time.
So they don't work out. I thought they would have worked out. It's got darker. Right?
Yeah. You can probably hear a interruption in the audio in a second as we have people stumbling downstairs into our office. But yeah, cats don't work out. They work off an all year round, so it's a real it's a tough one with the cat. So I've been putting in the kitchen. I lost my train of thought. Put me in the kitchen, close the door, and I could just hear him knocking things down at night time, like saucepans and stuff. Not that I have a stack of saucepans. Anyway, sorry, I'm pottering away. So go on, where are we now?
Last one.
Yeah, go on.
So Thailand are considering getting rid of their ban on vaping.
Didn't they only just have it in the last year?
It was... No, I think it's been a while, isn't it?
How has it been?
Been a few years.
Oh, yeah, because... So one of my colleagues went there and got the customs and took me a big picture of a sign saying, fill the gap with talking.
There we go. Back on.
We're back online.
Apparently people were saying it's generally fine. Just don't take anything too expensive because then there is a chance that it'll be took off you. So a lot of people just taking on cheap stuff and then... If they were getting caught with it, they were like, oh, sorry.
So they're going to get rid of the ban. What's the reason?
Potentially. They've had a Thai vaping advocacy group that have been lobbying to get it repealed. And they're like, come on, go with it.
Vape tricks in the parliament there.
Yeah.
Their cigarettes out there are really strong. I remember there's one brand called Garam, and they are like the chocolate of cigarettes. If you love tobacco, really strong cigarettes, you'll love these. They're so rich tasting and they're quite nice after a few beers, to be honest. Because I come across them when I was in Thailand and Indonesia. They are strong, really strong. They must have a huge, huge rate of lung cancer incidents out there.
I was reading something and it was saying that apparently the Thai government are a big stakeholder in the largest tobacco company out there. Something like that. Again, don't come and get me.
No, yeah.
But it was, yeah, something like that.
Not known for their international assassins. No. Just checking. North Korea. Okay. North Korea say nothing. Russia say nothing.
Oh, what was there? There was that thing with the guy, the barbers in London. And they were saying, like, oh, don't have this haircut.
Oh, it was a North Korean one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Kim Jong-un's.
He got really haircut. Pissed off at them, didn't he?
And they sent, there was somebody, like, a couple of people went around them and were like,
to have a chat to him.
No.
Have a quiet word.
Yeah. Little chat. Don't do that. But yeah, again, we're venturing off topic.
But so they're looking to get rid of the ban.
Yeah.
Are there any.
Fair enough.
What's going to be the thing that makes them go, right, get rid of the ban then?
I don't know. I think maybe they just, if they see that there is enough people going, no, come on, come off his back, please. Maybe they will.
Yeah, I'm surprised they just... While cigarettes are quite cheap there, I suppose it's relative to the GDP, isn't it, what they earn? But do you think they'd get in now? They've got places like Thailand, India, Pakistan, you know, Dubai. Dubai not so much. And some of these countries are... Thailand's a Hindu country. India's predominantly a Hindu... Thailand's Buddhist and Hindu. India is Hindu. Has a mixture, has a large amount of Muslim as well. A lot of the Muslim population is generally, it's haram to smoke, but they still do in large numbers in certain areas. They are surely heading into a lung cancer war. Lung cancer hurricane, as I like to call it. A lung cancer tornado. I can't think of anything that's more funny than that. None of those are funny. Lung cancer anti-cyclone.
Anti-cyclone.
Lung cancer zombie war.
Zombie apocalypse.
Lung cancer apocalypse is realistically what they're going to be facing, in using the correct terms.
Hmm.
Lung cancer apocalypse. Lung cancer Mageddon.
Oh,
yes.
He's done it.
Lung cancer Mageddon. I need to be looking at this. But good for the growth of the industry, because there are still huge amounts of cigarettes being sold around the world.
Yeah.
Great for the growth of... Good at being, if you're a UK seller... You know, it's not going to hurt, is it, to start going, right, let's get our websites translated into Thai, let's get our websites translated into Arabic, let's get our websites translated into Hindustani or, you know, or Pashto or whatever, or Urdu. Impressing my skill of languages. There's like 111 languages in India, so I've stopped at those amounts.
That's a lot.
But yeah, that's interesting. So, okay, that's finished the topic. Probably next... Oh, sorry about
that. That's it. No, that's it.
Any new products other than the Vel2 to talk about?
Not really, no. No, well, there's the guys upstairs have actually been hassling us to get these in, so we're gonna get them.
Top side.
Yeah.
The top side. We've seen the top side today. Keep an eye out for it. We'll be talking about the top side soon. It's not a jointed beef. It is a top fill squonk mod. It has 10mm tube. It's actually very nice.
Really cool.
Yeah, I can't think of the features of ham wire. It comes with a free 10ml bottle of squonk in it with a little lid in it, so you can actually store your juice in there and the one in your squonk. So you can carry around 20mm. And the box it comes in is a little plastic slidey box, which has got a little atty stand on top for four atties.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's really cool.
Should have brought one down.
There you go.
Great, that's all for now. That's all for this week. Here's a picture on the screen for you of a top side. Enjoy it, because we've run out of video footage. Follow us, Vape and Juice TV. It's the Cotton and Canthal Show. Subscribe to us on YouTube and check us out on vapeandjuice.com. It's bye-bye from me.
Bye.
From him.